Well, of course, when we look at the last few years, particularly after 9/11 and what happened in terms of 9/11 impact on the Muslim world and the world in general, we needed someone like an American president to come and say to the world, well, our enemy is not Islam or Muslims. Yes, there are Muslims who do awful things in the world in the name of Islam, but that should not really be the total picture or the story. The Muslim world is very much part of the solution to the problem of extremism and other problems that we face in the world in general. And all the things he talked about, the seven things he talked about, are actually very closely connected to the interests of both America and the Muslim world, and of course the world in general. So he is actually presenting a view that there is no clash of civilizations here. There is no clash of Islam and the West or Islam and America. Much like America cannot be reduced to a few voices, the Muslim world cannot be reduced to few voices. So what this American president is bringing to the world is a view that is needed very much. We need to move away from this total focus on Islam equals extremism to extremism as a problem that Muslims, the Americans, the Europeans, the Christians, and the Jews, and people around the world are concerned about. It is true that some Muslims are creating havoc in the world in the name of Islam, but that has to be sorted out by all of us, by participating, creating partnerships. I think Obama's speech is very much about creating this partnership between America and the Muslim world. And it's a message of hope, optimism. Of course, a speech has its limitations. It's just a speech, but this is a speech by the most powerful person in the world, the President of the United States, addressing the Muslim world. So it is extremely significant and timely and relevant. Well, this is the first time an American president has spoken to the Muslim world in general about the problems America is facing and the Muslim world is facing, and how Muslims and America could come together to solve some of these problems. He focused on seven major areas, and all of them are very relevant to what's happening in the world today, both for America and the Muslim world, whether it is the issue of extremism or the nuclear issue, or women's rights, or democracy, human rights, freedom of belief, economic development. They're all relevant to Muslim world and America. Well, this is very much the beginning, I hope. Of course, as Obama mentioned in his speech, a lot needs to be done. Practical steps need to be taken by both Americans and the Muslim world, and of course in the world in general. He made a number of references to some of the concrete steps he's taking, helping Pakistan in dealing with education, and he also talked about the economic development and the kinds of actual steps he's taking in that regard, providing resources to help develop the Muslim world, etc. He also made references to helping the Palestinians and Israelis to sort out their problem. So I think the references he made to the practical steps are quite significant in the speech. But of course, as we know, a lot will be happening over the next few months to make this whole thing work. It will require a lot of effort on the part of the Muslim world in general, or the Muslim majority countries and Muslim minorities in other countries, as well as the Americans and others, to take the gesture of goodwill that the president has put forward in this speech to the next level. It will take time.